Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1638, air date January 13th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be exploring how milk thistle supports renal health. We'll take a closer look at their key active compounds and understand how these natural molecules work in synergy to protect and enhance kidney function. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll start by exploring the molecular profile of milk thistle, focusing on the active compounds that give it its remarkable health-promoting properties. Then we'll move on to the biological pathways to understand how these compounds work within the body to support and protect renal health. All right, let's dive in and see what this is all about. Milk thistle, often called the renal restorer herb, is scientifically known as Psyllabum marianum. It's a hardy biennial plant, originally native to the Mediterranean region. For centuries, it has been used as a natural remedy for a wide range of conditions, everything from digestive issues and liver diseases to menstrual discomfort and even varicose veins. Its powerful therapeutic effects come mainly from psilomarin, a unique blend of active compounds that give milk thistle its pharmacological strength. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This approach allows us to look at all the interconnected parts and uncover the bigger picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at milk thistle, a highly beneficial flowering herb, and explore how it may help support and protect renal health. So I hope you enjoy the session. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service, helping people truly understand nature as a system and food as medicine. This video should give you a chance to see how, by taking a systems approach, you gain a much clearer understanding of how things really work. All right, so let's continue. At Truth, Freedom, Health, and Cytosolve, everything we do is driven by a clear purpose. We recognize that those in power are making decisions that are literally harming people, and this isn't an exaggeration. When you look at the global data, it's evident that human lifespan is actually declining. The trend is deeply concerning. The lifespan curve is declining, while the cost of living continues to rise sharply. If we look at this data objectively, it becomes clear that the systems driving these outcomes are not designed with human well-being in mind. They prioritize profit and control over people's health and longevity. And that's the reality we must confront. Exactly, this isn't something that just appeared in the last few years. If you look closely at this data, you'll see that this decline has been happening steadily for decades, nearly 50 to 60 years. And it's been perpetuated by people across the spectrum, left, right, so-called independents, all claiming to stand for change, yet operating from the same top-down system. They're part of what I call the swarm, a network of elites working together to maintain control. If you want to dive deeper into that, you can visit shatterthesswarm.com to see how it all connects. But here's the truth. Those in power are not one of us, and they're not invested in our health or survival. So when you look at this graph and what it represents, the question becomes, are you ready to take charge and save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it milk thistle or be it moringa or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what's really been driving all of this isn't just one single factor. It's a combination of several critical issues working together. First, there's been a massive breakdown of the immune system, fueled by a corrupt healthcare model that focuses on profit, not prevention. Second, we're facing environmental challenges. It's becoming harder and harder to find clean, natural, and truly healthy food. And as many of you know, back in March 2020, during the so-called pandemic, I took action. I shared the truth about how the body functions as a system, and in doing so, helped save hundreds of millions of lives by empowering people with real knowledge and practical solutions. It was never about being pro-vax or anti-vax. It was about educating people on their immune system, on how to protect themselves using science and common sense. But unfortunately, the system worked hard to suppress that truth while continuing to weaken people's immunity and limit access to real, healthy food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth, Freedom, Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process. From the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has allowed me to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions. But if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about milk thistle, or when I talk about blueberries, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. That's why everything we do must integrate science, politics, and health, because they're all deeply interconnected. As the great writer Alberto Brick once said, Anyone who doesn't want to talk about politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. Too many people prefer to bury their heads in the sand, pretending these issues don't affect them. And yes, in places like America, some people still have the luxury of ignoring reality, but that mindset comes at a cost. When you refuse to engage, when you choose comfort over truth, you're not just isolating yourself, you're actually sacrificing the well-being of millions of working people who don't have that privilege. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on Milk Thistle, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Milk Thistle on renal health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the system's approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Milk Thistle on renal health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution, and that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people. First, with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat.
You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend starting as a member, because there's an entire very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? Or you can be a supporter, and we will give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on milk thistle. What is renal health? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food. And we'll share with you our initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's no other way to solve these problems. We're talking about milk thistle. But that doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. And that's exactly why no one's truly cracked the code on this until now. Okay, but we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how milk thistle benefits renal health, and we'll talk to you about how much milk thistle. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because for us, it's all about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay, as we discussed earlier, milk thistle, often known as the renal restore herb, is scientifically called Psyllabum marianum. It's a resilient biennial plant that originally comes from the Mediterranean region. For centuries, people have relied on it as a natural remedy for a variety of conditions, ranging from digestive troubles and liver disorders to menstrual discomfort and even varicose veins. The real strength of milk thistle lies in psilomarin, a powerful mix of active compounds that drive its therapeutic effects and make it such a valued medicinal herb. Milk thistle plants have a long-standing place in traditional and indigenous medicine, with over 2,000 years of use in treating a wide variety of health conditions. Historically, this plant has been relied upon to support the liver and kidneys, ease rheumatism, improve digestion, and help with cardiac and gallbladder disorders. Beyond these benefits, it has been recognized for its ability to protect the liver from harmful exposures such as snake bites, insect stings, mushroom toxins, and even alcohol abuse. In European traditions, milk thistle also finds a place in everyday life. Its leaves are added to salads, and its seeds are commonly used as a natural galactagogue to support milk production in breastfeeding mothers. Now let's focus on renal health. Chronic kidney disease, or CKD, is a progressive condition where the kidneys are damaged or their function declines, measured by a glomerular filtration rate below 60 milliliters per minute per 1.73 square meters. This condition can develop over time and often goes unnoticed until it reaches advanced stages. Several risk factors increase the likelihood of CKD, including proteinuria, high blood pressure, diabetes or hyperglycemia, obesity, metabolic syndrome, and smoking, all of which can place extra stress on the kidneys and impair their ability to filter blood effectively. Symptoms of CKD include nausea, vomiting, fatigue, persistent itching, pruritus, swelling of the feet and ankles, loss of appetite, and changes in skin pigmentation. A key feature of progressive CKD is renal fibrosis, which involves excessive deposition of extracellular matrix in the kidneys, leading to scarring and further loss of kidney function over time. To slow down the progression of chronic kidney disease, several strategies are commonly employed. This includes protein restriction to reduce the workload on the kidneys and bicarbonate supplementation to help correct metabolic imbalances. For patients with diabetes, intensive glucose control is essential to protect kidney function. When kidney function declines significantly, renal replacement therapies like dialysis may be necessary. Additionally, newer anti-fibrotic medications such as pirfenidone, bardoxolone methyl, and apabetalone are being used to prevent scarring and slow disease progression. It has been reported that around 13.4% of people worldwide suffer from chronic kidney disease, CKD, and end-stage kidney disease. This staggering figure underscores just how urgent and widespread the challenge of maintaining kidney health truly is. Now let's take a closer look at how milk thistle, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in improving renal health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to renal health as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations, using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're currently in the 4th phase, which is combination screening, and today we'll be sharing some of that data with you. Now, one of the products we've already applied this process to, where we've gone through this entire process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, mapping out how all the components interact and influence each other within the system. Then we published it. After that, we proceeded with the modeling. We did the combination screening. We did the discovery. What we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then, through this process, we were fortunate to make an exciting discovery. And we actually found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. And to validate this discovery, we not only published our findings, but also secured a United States patent. And that resulted in us, for the first time actually, not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the CytoSolv process and how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to renal health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolv created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolv Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolv optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolv. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world buy this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you. And it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also gone on to develop another impactful product known as Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 specialized blends, with each one tailored to support a particular aspect of health, such as joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and finally immunity. And now we present your body, your tea, a unique collection created to balance the doshas and promote overall well-being. This range features Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, P Pitta Kaphati, Kapha Vatati, and Tridosha tea. Since we're talking about renal health, I'd like to highlight Detoxy tea. It's a specially formulated herbal blend that helps support kidney function using traditional ingredients known to promote overall renal well-being. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosol Renal Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we begin by constructing the system's architecture of renal disease, which provides a comprehensive framework to understand how various factors interact within the body. At the center of this architecture lies the critical relationship between metabolic disorders and kidney dysfunction, showing how changes in metabolism can directly impact renal health. By mapping these connections, we create a clear foundation for analyzing underlying mechanisms and identifying precise, targeted interventions that can help prevent or slow the progression of kidney disease. We're going right to the root of the problem, starting fresh and carefully examining all the research to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support renal health from multiple angles. This diagram shows how metabolic disorders, especially diabetes, can lead to renal or kidney disease. When a person has diabetes, high blood sugar levels cause several changes in the body, including metabolic alterations, oxidative stress, and hemodynamic changes in the kidneys. These changes increase pressure inside the kidney's filtering units and produce harmful molecules called reactive oxygen species. Over time, this damages the kidney tissues, leading to inflammation and scarring. As the damage continues, the kidneys lose their ability to filter waste properly, resulting in conditions like albuminuria and eventually kidney failure. In short, metabolic disorders such as diabetes create a chain reaction inside the body that gradually weakens kidney function and can lead to serious renal complications. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that again, going down to the reality, in exploring the system's architecture of renal health, we aim to identify the key factors that influence kidney function and overall outcomes. These factors include genetic predispositions, high-fat diets, environmental exposures, and sedentary lifestyles. Additionally, psychological stress, habits like smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, misuse of steroids and antibiotics, and the intake of highly processed foods all play significant roles. Together, these elements form the foundation that shapes renal health outcomes, providing a holistic view that guides deeper analysis in the subsequent phases. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, the focus shifts to combination screening, where we identify natural ingredients that may support renal health. This includes well-known botanicals such as American ginseng, bitter melon, borage leaf, feverfew, flax seeds, horseradish root, Indian sorrel seed, milk thistle, onion leaf, stinging nettle leaf, sunflower seeds, red grapes, blueberries, and pineapple. Together, these 14 ingredients provide a diverse range of natural compounds with promising renoprotective properties. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today, we're going to focus on milk thistle, one of the 14 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve kidney function. Through our cytosol analysis, we found that milk thistle has been studied extensively with 1,733 research papers and 92 clinical trials published over the past 72 years. This highlights its long-standing significance and credibility in both scientific and medical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of milk thistle. There are 28 key molecules found in milk thistle. And while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. Milk thistle contains minerals, a variety of vitamins, favolignin, and other phytochemicals. Together, this diverse profile gives it a wide range of biological activities, making it a powerful natural remedy. These include 9 essential minerals like aluminum, bismuth, manganese, iron, zinc, lead, silver, silicon, and chromium, 2 vital vitamins, such as vitamin D3 and vitamin E. In addition to these basic nutrients, milk thistle is also packed with essential flavolignans, such as silibin, isosilibin, silycristin, silidianin, silibinol, dehydrosilibin, and so on. Lastly, it contains 6 other important phytochemicals, including cumaric acid, leotolin, chlorogenic acid, linoleic acid, palmitic acid, and finally stearic acid. And here we can see the chemical structures of the key active compounds in milk thistle, including silibin, isosilibin A, B, silidianin, silibinin, and silycristin. These are the major bioactive constituents that our research has identified as most relevant to milk thistle's biological activity and health-promoting effects. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the 9 key biological effects of milk thistle. Here we can see that milk thistle displays an impressive range of biological effects. It acts as a potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, and its well-known hepatoprotective properties make it especially valuable for liver health. Beyond that, it also shows anti-cancer, neuroprotective, anti-diabetic, immunomodulatory, renoprotective, and even chemopreventive actions. Altogether, these diverse effects highlight milk thistle as a truly versatile botanical with broad therapeutic potential. Then coming to its health benefits. Milk thistle offers strong health benefits across a wide spectrum of conditions. Research shows that it can support the management of depression, diabetes, oxidative stress, Alzheimer's disease, hepatotoxicity, cancer, renal health issues, osteoporosis, inflammation, and even hemolysis. With such diverse therapeutic effects, milk thistle stands out as a truly comprehensive botanical for promoting overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to milk thistle. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we see how milk thistle plays a vital role in supporting renal health through its strong renoprotective effects. In a high-fat diet condition, excess lipids accumulate in the proximal tubular epithelial cells of the kidneys, triggering elevated ROS production. This rise in ROS disrupts the mitochondrial membrane potential, weakens mitochondrial function, and lowers ATP generation, ultimately leading to energy depletion and cellular dysfunction. Silymarin, the key active compound in milk thistle, counters this process by reducing lipid buildup and suppressing ROS formation. By preserving mitochondrial membrane potential and maintaining ATP levels, it effectively prevents cellular damage and protects the kidneys from injury. Another important way milk thistle supports renal cancer management is through its strong anti-cancer properties. Under stress conditions, renal cancer cells activate the AKTM-TOR signaling pathway, which promotes their survival and continued growth. This pathway, in turn, stimulates GLI-1, a transcription factor that helps cancer cells evade apoptosis by increasing levels of BCL2, a key anti-apoptotic protein. Silibinin, one of the major active components of milk thistle, counteracts this process by specifically downregulating GLI-1, which lowers BCL2 expression, restores the natural process of programmed cell death, and ultimately suppresses renal cancer progression. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out RenoSolve is going to do. We're right here in the fourth phase, which is combination screening. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. again, which is absolutely free for warrior scholars. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is truly transformative. We're fully committed to eliminating animal testing by advancing research through cutting-edge computational modeling and in silico analysis. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at milk thistle, we have found through cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that milk thistle has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we can see how silymarin, a key active compound from milk thistle, acts as a natural therapeutic agent in managing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, even showing greater protective effects than atorvastatin, a standard pharmaceutical drug. The bar graph illustrates that silymarin markedly increased serum albumin levels compared not only to the diseased model, but also to the atorvastatin-treated group. This clearly highlights that silymarin provides superior protection, underscoring milk thistle's strong potential as an effective natural medicine. Here's another interesting finding showing the effectiveness of silymarin in renal fibrosis. It has been observed to significantly reduce CTGF levels, comparable to the effects seen with mesenchymal stem cell exosomes. As illustrated in the bar graph, treatment with silymarin leads to a similar decrease in CTGF, highlighting its potential as a natural therapeutic agent in managing renal fibrosis. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a renal health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if milk thistle is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, the recommended maintenance dosage of milk thistle is around 280 milligrams per day, as reported by Karimi and colleagues in 2011. For its hepatoprotective effects, research by the same group has shown that consuming 420 milligrams of milk thistle extract per day, standardized to 70 to 80% silymarin, taken three times daily for 6 to 8 weeks, leads to significant improvements in liver health. For cyclopeptide mushroom poisoning, studies have shown that administering an intravenous solution at a dose of 33 milligrams per kilogram per day for approximately 81.7 hours is effective in managing toxicity. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While milk thistle provides many valuable health benefits, it's also important to be mindful of its safety profile. At higher doses, it may lead to side effects such as headache, dermatological symptoms, and gastroenteritis. These factors need to be carefully considered when using it. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if milk thistle is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Milk thistle helps restore balance in the body by lowering vata, while at the same time increasing both the other two doshas, called pitta and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where milk thistle may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms: VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for renal health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it all up, milk thistle's pharmacological effects are largely attributed to silymarin. It reduces lipid accumulation and ROS production, helping to preserve mitochondrial membrane potential and prevent cell dysfunction and renal injury. Additionally, silibinin, one of its key components, effectively inhibits renal cell carcinoma growth by downregulating GLI-1, lowering BCL-2 levels, restoring apoptosis, and suppressing cancer progression. And we are right now in RenoSolve, which is a new spin-out at the combination screening. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on milk thistle on renal health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on milk thistle on renal health, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.